From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A two-day meeting on Iraq's future opened today in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh on the Red Sea. Some 20 nations are participating, including all of Iraq's neighbors. The gathering is expected to condemn terrorism in Iraq and to endorse the elections now set for January 30th. But a number of delegates are worried about a potential boycott by some of Iraq's Sunni Muslims, and they're suggesting that inclusiveness is more important than holding elections on time. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Sharm el-Sheikh.
For the U.S. and Iraq's interim government, this meeting of Iraq's neighbors is a symbol of international acceptance of Iraq's transition from a dictatorship to something approaching a democracy. For some of the critics of the Bush administration's handling of Iraq, it's a chance to voice their anger at such tactics as the American-led invasion of Fallujah to suppress insurgents there. Topics under discussions here include finding ways to stem the flow of fighters and money across Iraq's long frontiers with Syria and Iran, and whether Iraq and the U.S.-led military forces will be able to calm things enough to allow full and fair elections in January. Iraq's Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari says it won't be easy, but it needs to happen.
Well, it's not ideal, but it is possible. The great majority of the Iraqi provinces are safe. I mean, we have problems maybe in two to three. So really the view, the attitude that we should not hold the dream of the great majority of the Iraqi people as a hostage to the will and the wishes of a few.
The heavy fighting in Fallujah prompted one Sunni group in Iraq, the Muslim Scholars Association, to call for a boycott of the election. Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says his country wants to know exactly when U.S. troops will be leaving Iraq, and also wants assurances that all Iraqis will be able to cast their votes.
First of all, we want what the Iraqi people hope for, which is freedom and independence. Therefore, this means a timetable for the withdrawal of the foreign forces from Iraq to ensure the unity of the land and people of Iraq, as well as ensuring that the political process is comprehensive, that it includes all Iraqi areas without exception, where all sectors of the Iraqi people participate.
As for the removal of American and other foreign military personnel, Iraq's Foreign Minister Zebari said a timetable already exists. The troops will leave when a duly elected Iraqi government asks them to. But Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa made it clear that the bloody scenes from Fallujah deeply affected Arabs, and a disenfranchising of Sunnis or any other population group could damage the credibility of a new Iraqi government.
We cannot afford another Fallujah, by the way. What we have seen and what we see has given rise to many question marks about the future of Iraq.
Moussa says tomorrow's final session will give the delegates a chance to voice their opinions about Iraq's future. A number of Arab countries are suggesting that including all of Iraq's factions is more important than sticking to the January 30th election schedule. Tomorrow also features a meeting of the Quartet. Secretary of State Colin Powell will meet with his colleagues from the European Union, Russia, and with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan on the way forward with the Mideast peace process. At the moment, it's not clear that there's any international consensus on either the Palestinian question or Iraq that extends beyond the month of January, when both populations will be asked to vote for new leaders under extremely difficult circumstances. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.